This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Happy Thanksgiving, be moment listeners. Today, I am thinking about the option to serve or to be served. And as today is Thanksgiving, it is a day that we give thanks on so many levels, but it is also a day of being of service to others, particularly those less fortunate. And when I look at my own life, quite honestly, I've been all over the spectrum as it relates to service, probably wanting to be served more when God really wanted me to be of service to others. But as I mature spiritually more and more, I realize and I feel in my heart the genuine fulfillment that comes over me when I realize I'm meeting the needs of others. And when I turn to the scriptures, I just need to look at Christ to see how he values serving others. And the first instance that comes to mind is when Jesus knelt down and washed the feet of his disciples. And of course, there's no greater act of service or sacrifice than Christ being crucified for us so that we might have eternal life. But I even notice how Jesus continues on with his pattern of serving others after his resurrection. And during this time, Jesus went to the Sea of Galilee and greeted his disciples on the shoreline. As they returned to the shore, he met them with fish frying and he invited them to breakfast. Jesus literally served breakfast for the disciples on the beach. Imagine that. So if Jesus can serve to that extent, we know how much he values serving others, and we know how he expects us to be of service to our fellow man. So as you think about who you will serve today, remember these words, little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth, John 3:18. Share this be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today be of service.